Yep.
Nothing's changed. No. Same as yesterday.
It's a little different for a player, but have you got a read on how he's kind of handled the situation or anything like that?
Yeah, as well as you can, I think. And he's out on the ice working hard today and getting ready for tomorrow.
As a coaching staff, how do you, you know, I mean, keep him in your plans? Is it one of these things where you plan on him in the lineup, or it's moment to moment?
Day to day. You know, we'll see where we're at tomorrow and talk to Jim and make a decision then.
We're looking to tomorrow. It's going to be a big emotional night for this team.
That'll be good. I think getting back home is players are looking forward to that, and such a big day with Roddy's number being retired. I think the building will be alive and electric, and we'll need that that energy to compete with Philly and beat them.
How big of a difference will it be that, and you've been through so many of these ceremonies where they used to make you skate and then wait for an hour and a half?
I like the structure of the way they've done it with Ron's and this to, and so that the ceremony is an important thing for Rod and for our franchise and for Philadelphia, who's such a great player there. And it kind of it goes along with his personality. We'll do the ceremony and then get to the game and keep that routine normal. So I think the structure is really good.
Are you more concerned about the game after than tomorrow night's game? I mean, with all the emotion tomorrow night?
No, I think, you know, we've been a pretty darn good home team here for a while, and we're not looking ahead. Philadelphia's team doesn't allow you to, so... we'll be all focused on that game and deal with the next one as it comes.
Have you tilted things more to the defensive end at the expense of offense, you think, or not?
No, I don't think so. I think that five road games in those buildings, just statistically, an area that we can improve on greatest is our defensive part of our game. I don't think that we pull back any from offense. I don't think we generate our offense from cheating or playing a wide open game. I just think that we felt that this stretch of five road games was going to be very tough and that we would need to be a better defensive team in each of those games. I think when you play New Jersey and Philadelphia, both good defensive teams, you're not going to look like you're getting as much. But the progress of not just winning now, but the development of young players is that they have to be able to do both. They've got to develop an ability to do both, with the exception of a very small number of players in the lane where they're extreme at one or the other. You have to be a two-way player.
When you play teams like that, do they make you change up the pairings that you were comfortable with on the front lines?
Well, it was more of how we felt Jokinen was playing, or how he felt, and getting him back in the lineup. But when you have three strong center icemen in three straight games, we felt that we'd go back to trying to get our three in lineup. It was a little different in Atlanta. But again, without that, we also gave up an awful lot in Atlanta that we didn't feel we wanted to.
What's the assessment of UC? I know it's just one game, but...
Got through it fine and felt strong. So he came in. You're always looking the next day to see how a player comes in. He felt good this morning, and... So he has a rehab routine that he's following. That's why he stayed off the ice, to make sure he was able to do that. It's fairly strenuous, so it wasn't. We weren't able to put him on the ice and have him do his rehab at the same time.
Troy goes fairly early in that game, and I know that players need to police themselves in this league, but is that one of the things where maybe more players need to take it upon themselves with some of the shots you've seen this year?
Like you're talking about in the game last night,
talking about last night early on, where maybe that's something that is a carryover from the last time you played.
I didn't feel it was an overly physical game. I mean, there wasn't a lot of hitting. There was a lot of slapping for pucks, but it wasn't a real nasty game by any means. But Troy's got it something. I think he felt it was a quiet building, a quiet game. It was a good time for him to see if he could get some energy going.
Carter's back out there today. Is he going back in, you think?
We're not overly confident that he'll be in the lineup tomorrow.
Okay.